Hello, hello everyone. What's going on? It's Ruth here and welcome to the Corner Office at Home podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you a really cool way to look at things. If you find yourself stuck in your business, in your life, in your weight, in your relationship, if you don't like your bank account, it's a way to evaluate why you might be where you're at today. And it's called 1000 days. I hope you love this episode and I hope it really gives you something to reflect on, gives you something to be honest about in your life and make some changes if changes are necessary. So enjoy the episode. If you get some value, there is a fee for this show. The fee is not monetary. It is to share the show. Share the show with someone who you feel might get some value from it. Share it in your stories on Instagram, tag me at Ruth Ann Sheridan, and I will make sure I give you a shout out. So on with the show. Hey, hey everyone, what's going on? It is Ruth here, and it looks like I'm live. Still getting used to this new streaming software here, but I want to welcome you today and introduce you to a concept that I came across a little while back called the last 1000 days. And it's really a way to take a look at why you're at the place you're at in your life. So it could be, some of the things you might think about is why are you at the place in your health, in your body, in your weight, in your business, in your income, in your relationship. It can apply to any area of your life. So as you listen to this, I want you to think about something in your life that maybe you're not quite where you want to be yet, and you don't understand why, okay? So when you think back over the last 1000 days or so that's just under 3 years, so the last 1000 days you've had on this earth, I want you to be honest with yourself, okay? I want you to really be honest. You don't have to share it with anyone. This is for you. I want you to ask yourself this question. Have you done everything that it takes consistently over the last 1000 days to produce the life you want? So have you done it over the last sort of 2.5, 2.75 years? Have you done those things consistently to produce the life that you want, to produce the results you set out to have? Be honest. So think about what it is you want. And over the last 1000 days, were you consistently doing things that would move you closer to that goal? Now, I know there's a lot of people out there who won't be honest when they answer that question. It's just the way it is. And guys, I've coached thousands of people, thousands of entrepreneurs and wannabe entrepreneurs over the last, since 2016. And a lot of people won't be honest with themselves, right? But if you want to get something out of this, be honest. Right now, let's all face it, we're living in really, really challenging, difficult times. There's a war going on. There's crazy inflation. There's a recession going on, even though no one really wants to say there's a recession. Some people believe there's a depression coming. There's a ton of government control going on. And that's really bad stuff. We're living in a challenging time. But worse than that is there's so many people out there right now who have this victim mentality. There's this victim culture going on that's being literally shoved down our throats. And I'm going to tell you in a bit the reason why it is, okay? Everyone's a victim. Everyone's a victim. Everyone wants something for nothing. Think about all the government assistance and everything that is going on. Everyone wants something for nothing. People want to complain. They want to complain about how hard it is. They want to tell their story. They want to tell their story that their heart is worse than your heart, right? People want everyone to hear how bad they have it. That's what's happening in our culture. And that's what happens from a culture that rewards people not for winning, but just for participating. And we see it all the time, right? We see it in our, especially the scary part is we're seeing it in our schools. We're seeing it in our children, younger and younger and younger, right? Not giving rewards for winning, but giving rewards just for participating. And that's what happens. That's what happens when we are literally inundated from ads that tell us that we can have everything we want. We can have the lives we want, the lives of our dreams in 21 days. We can have that perfect body in 3 months. We can lose 100 pounds in a month. We can, I saw an ad the other day on Facebook, and it was promoting that you could learn to do the splits in 7 days. I see tons of ads out there, become a millionaire with a push of a button, right? In my industry, generate endless leads with the push of a button, right? And most people will spend their entire lives wondering why their life doesn't look like they want it to. Why doesn't life look like they want it to? So think about it. If I could make this video of someone who for the last 1,000 days did all the things every day, they got up, they did the things, right? The mundane things. Building businesses are mundane. Losing weight is mundane. You got to track your macros. You got to eat the right foods. You've got to exercise. It's mundane. It's not exciting. It gets boring, right? Anything good typically is the stuff that leads up to the good is mundane. So if I took this video of the last 1,000 days of someone who literally did all the things, consistently, whether they were boring or mundane, or they didn't feel like it, or they woke up that morning and they, you know, felt discouraged, or they woke up that morning and they saw an ad that said they could do it a whole lot easier and quicker another way, you know, it would be instant success, and they ignored it and they kept doing the mundane. I can guarantee you that person who showed up and stepped up to the plate and took the hard swings every day, I bet you they are closer to where they want to be than they would have been if they hadn't done those things. Now, I'm not going to suggest to you that all your wildest dreams will come true in 1,000 days, but I am going to tell you that if you are consistent over 1,000 days, you're going to be way further ahead than you would be if you weren't, right? Those people who were consistent for the last 1,000 days, they kept showing up, they kept taking those swings, and they're way further ahead, even if they aren't exactly where they want to be. And that was for me. For the last 1,000 days, I showed up every day consistently, or pretty much every day. I took a couple of little vacations here and there, but it was pretty consistent. Am I where I want to be right now? Absolutely not. I got dealt some bad cards in the last 1,000 days, and I had to recognize that, and I had to make a change. But I had to stay consistent. I didn't let it take me out at the knees. I didn't let, you know, the pitcher hit me in the head with a curveball and take me out and be out for 6 months. I took the punches and made a decision around them and kept going. And I'm way further ahead now than I would have been if I hadn't been consistent over those last 1,000 days. I promise you that you are right where you are right now. And it has nothing to do with your ability or your talent or your inability. And it has everything to do with what you did over the last 1,000 days. Doesn't matter what race you are, doesn't matter what gender you are, doesn't matter what sexual orientation you are, It doesn't matter if you're fat or skinny or tall or short or old or young. Doesn't matter. Has everything to do with what you did over the last 1,000 days. So why do I share this? Because I share it so that you can be honest with yourself. Maybe you were trying to lose weight. Maybe you were trying to get healthier. Maybe you were trying to improve your relationship. Maybe you were trying to build a business. Were you consistent? Did you show up every day at the plate and take the hard swings? Or did you do it 5 days out of the week? Did you do it 2 days out of the week? Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Because you can truly have what you want when you're consistent, when you show up every day, when you don't give up, when you don't let the curveballs take you out, and when you're honest to yourself, right? You have to be honest with yourself. So in the end, guys, in the end, here's the way it looks. Give me 1,000 days. Give me 1,000 days, right? Whatever your goal is, give me 1,000 days. If you're consistent, I'll make a believer out of you. In fact, you'll make a believer out of yourself. What is it that you want? What is it that you want from life, from your business, from your body, from your relationship, from your family, from your bank account? What is it? And over the next 1,000 days, make a decision in this moment in time today that all the things we're being fed, that we aren't meant for success, we're not good enough, this victim mentality that it is designed to keep the people in power who are in power controlling us. They can't be who they are unless we are who we are. They can't be powerful without us being weak. They can't be on top without us being on bottom, right? They can't pull the strings without us being a puppet. So decide now. The future is waiting for you. You can have it all. And decide in this moment in time that you're going to change, because I guarantee you, time is not stopping for you. It continues to tick on, and your next 1,000 days starts now. It starts right now. So make a decision. What is it that you want? Get consistent, do the mundane, stay away from the distractions, and take back control. Take back control of your life and go for what you're really looking for out of it. So that is it for today, guys. I hope you got some value from this on a Monday. We got a great week ahead, and I will be back with more tea time on Wednesday this week. Bye for now.